This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the Word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever. Greetings and welcome to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, a weekly podcast where we ponder and proclaim the Sunday Mass readings. We have entered the fifth Sunday of Easter, getting into that fifth week, continuing to move forward in the 50 days of the Easter season. And the first reading for most of these days in Easter, as I've mentioned before, comes from the Acts of the Apostles. And we really get to hear about the beginnings of the Catholic Church. And from the very beginning, the Holy Spirit is at work. One of the themes that I want us to be listening for today is the idea of a branch and a vine grower. And we're going to hear this whole thought, this whole idea of God the Father and Jesus Christ and our relationship with the Trinity as Jesus continues to proclaim his messages in the book of John. And so just be listening for that as we look at the question for you: are you a bold branch? Are you a bold, strong branch for the Lord in his vineyard? Well, let's get started today with our collect prayer to enter us into this fifth week of the Easter season. And so our collect today is this. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, constantly accomplish the paschal mystery within us, that those you were pleased to make new in holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. And just a couple of things that come out at me with that collect prayer again. We get to hear that word, the paschal mystery, and we're asking ever-living God to constantly, you know, constantly without ceasing, accomplish that paschal mystery within us, so that those of us who are chosen to be in God's family through that holy baptism, that we would be made new and with God's protective care, with the care of a loving father, with the care of a loving farmer, vine grower, that we will bear much fruit. And so as you look at the luscious fruit of the crops that great vineyards grow, we want to be that luscious and that bountiful fruit that comes from the paschal mystery and is lived out in our lives as we reflect the life of Jesus Christ. Well, let's look at one of those who totally reflected the life of Christ after he had a great encounter with Jesus himself, and that is Paul, or we're hearing about him today still as Saul. The first reading in the fifth Sunday of Easter is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how he had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord.
He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord and with the consolation of the Holy Spirit. It grew in numbers. The Word of the Lord. The psalm is Psalm 22. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. I will fulfill my vows before those who fear the Lord. The lowly shall eat their fill. They who seek the Lord shall praise him. May your hearts live forever. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations shall bow down before him. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. To him alone shall bow down all who sleep in the earth. Before him shall bend all who go down into the dust. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. And to him my soul shall live. My descendants shall serve him. Let the coming generation be told of the Lord, that they may proclaim to a people yet to be born the justice he has shown. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. Our second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. John. Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we should know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn, for God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. The Word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Remain in me as I remain in you, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit. Alleluia, alleluia. Our gospel reading is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, a couple of things as we look at the branches and this a beautiful visual imagery we get from Jesus in the gospel today of the branches and the vine grower. But I just want to go back to the account in the Acts of the Apostles, and we look at Saul. We are still referring to him as Saul because as we get to this chapter We're in chapter 9 of the Acts of the Apostles. And so this is just as we are getting into Saul's his transformation, so to speak, because his conversion starts in chapter 9. And we hear the readings we have right now are chapter 9, verses 26 through about 31. But chapter 9, we hear about his conversion, of course, Saul's encounter with Christ himself. He is blinded, and then the scales are removed from his face. And then around verse 19, he is in Damascus, and he began at once. So as soon as Saul connects and has this encounter with the resurrected Lord, and he sees the truth, it says he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. There was this immediate move to the mission. There wasn't even, I'm going to go on sabbatical and let me think about this for a while, Jesus. But Saul, his passion, his boldness, his courageousness, it was part of his own characteristic, his abilities. He had this ability. I mean, we heard before he was going house to house and he was throwing those who were calling themselves Christians into jail. He was immediately responding to the work of the day, which he thought he was doing the right thing in imprisoning and persecuting the Christians. And now all of a sudden, with this encounter with Christ, he's going the opposite direction. Now he's going to make Christians. He's going to defend Christianity, and he's going out on the edge. And it's amazing to see the boldness that he's now attached himself to the vine. He's become part of Christ. He's attached himself not on his own, because what we hear from Jesus is, if you go out from me, if you go away from me, if you break off a branch and you decide to do your own thing, you've broken off from the food, from the life force, from the Eucharist. You've broken yourself off. Think about all of the churches that have broken off from Christ, and now they're doing their own thing. They wither and fade. They're not fed with Jesus. And here's Paul being fed by Jesus, and he grows. Saul, we call him Saul in these verses of the Acts of the Apostles. And some of the disciples are still hesitant, but they bring him in, and he comes and arrives in Jerusalem to join the disciples. Barnabas takes charge of him, we hear, and they send him out on his way. And so there's this boldness. There's boldness of being part of the vine, being part of the mission of Christ. And Saul, or Paul, takes on very seriously his role in the life of the church. And it says that he spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He didn't speak on his behalf. This is what I say, but twice it says in the reading we hear, he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. And he even spoke and debated with the Hellenists. They did not go his way. They tried to kill him. And so the brothers were making sure he had safe passage to continue to do the work of the Lord. And we even get this sense that there's a moment where a few of these areas in Judea, Galilee, Samaria were at peace. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but the church is being built. It's moving forward. It's growing. And with the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. So when we work in cooperation with the Holy Spirit, when we boldly proclaim not our word, not what we want, but we proclaim Christ crucified, or the resurrected Lord, as Saul did, we're going to make an impact in the life of the church. And what a bold Psalm 22, I will praise you in the assembly of your people. So as we are in the midst of our communities, in the midst of our families, we are invited to be bold and to praise the name of the Lord. I just want to jump into the gospel according to John just a little bit, because we hear the word branch actually four times in this reading, which is only eight verses in the book of John chapter 15. And I'll just go into the gospel here. But again, Jesus is these are some of the last messages that Jesus is telling his disciples before he goes and he enters his passion. And so here's Jesus, and he's making these last few statements, and he's telling the people, he's telling his closest ones, his loved ones, you know, you're the branch. And he takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. So those who do not follow the way, the truth, and the life, God the Father is going to remove. Those of us who choose to be part of the life of Christ, we remain on that branch, but we get pruned. We get pruned. We get cared for. We get treated so that we will bear more fruit. There's part of us that needs to be eliminated, or we need to detach from. Maybe that's a better way of saying it. Those are our sins. Those are our attachments to selfishness. Those are our attachments to ego and to the self-preservation. Yeah, we want to take care of ourselves, but we want to take care of others. We want to do God's law. We want to do God's will. And that's by being in the light of Christ. I do want to just mention this one line in the letter of St. John. It says, love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. I think a lot of times we hear people say, you know, do what I say, not what I do. But really, we want to follow the actions. What are the actions that you're doing? You know, are you doing God's will? Are you living a life that loves others, that loves Christ, that respects others? What are the deeds? And are you living a life of truth? So we can say a whole lot of things. In fact, you look at social media, and that's a lot of words. It's a lot of speech. It might be virtual speech. But what are the actions that come from that speech? What are the actions that speech is leading others to? Are you leading others to anger, to discord, or are you leading people into love and to unity? And so we look at this gospel reading today, and this gospel is letting us know that God has placed us within himself, out of his love. Out of his love, we're part of the vine. We're part of those branches. I have two fruit trees growing outside my backyard right now, and we saw earlier in the spring these beautiful blossoms. Some of those branches don't have any growth whatsoever. They may or may not stick around. We may have to prune them, but there's something beautiful about God, thinking that God is going to allow us to blossom, to grow, to be able to bear fruit. And that fruit is going to feed others. It's going to feed others and continue to sustain new life. Let's pray that we will be fed, that we will help to feed others by continuing to grow strong on the vine of the Lord, the true vine of Jesus Christ. And let's trust in the vine grower, in God our Father, that our Father will be the vine grower who cares for us, who nurtures us, who prunes us properly so that we can be the best version of ourselves. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Have a blessed Easter season.
You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. and thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.